Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Schools are not entitled to U.S. taxpayer dollars if they're not living up to the standards and not protecting civil rights of Jewish students on campuses.
That's probably true.
And let's take a step back to what has led to this earthquake within higher education. After October 7th, we saw a skyrocketing of anti-Semitism on college campuses, particularly our known most elite college campuses, whether it was Harvard or Columbia. You saw physical assaults against Jewish students. You saw takeover of classroom. We saw riots of property at school.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood from Heritage joining us this morning, and that was Elise Stefanik, if you hadn't heard her comments on this Harvard situation, Genevieve. It's unbelievable the hypocrisy we're seeing here.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. I was looking again at their endowment. Harvard has a $53 billion endowment.
Yes.
$53 billion. And now they're saying, oh, we need more money from the federal government. I mean, they shouldn't be getting money anyway. We have so many things that we probably need to be paying attention to, like cuts in the federal budget so we can get our bank account back on track. Or maybe there's people that actually really need help. I don't think Harvard is in either of those categories. And yet they want to take extra money and then go out and basically not defend their Jewish students on campus. It's an outrage.
Somebody needs to explain the whole endowment thing to me. And I know somebody dies, they leave money to a university. Oftentimes it's for a specific cause, for example. I question, because I know Washington University here in St. Louis has a huge endowment too, maybe not the size of Harvard's. Why does anybody have to pay to go to school there? If they have a $53 billion endowment, they could cover all the tuition and salaries with interest alone, it strikes me.
No, you're absolutely. I mean, and endowments are around, supposedly, I think what they were originally created for, like for a rainy day. Like, let's say that, you know, all of a sudden there was a real jump in the financial market and the school didn't have enough money to pay bills or they had a really low year of tuition. That hasn't been the case for Harvard and many of these other schools ever for years. No healthy organization just piles up money. Like, what are they using it for? Why is, if we have all these kids who need educations, why aren't they giving them scholarships to come to Harvard?
Yeah.
But I mean, look, Mark, the whole thing is, it's so politicized. I mean, they have all this, they're a private school, first of all, private. So they don't have a right to government money in the first place. And any government money they do get, any grants they get, like anybody else, there are probably going to be some strings attached if people give you money, just like when donors give you money. Mm-hmm. Plenty of donors say, here's $1 million or whatever it is, but I want it to go towards the football team, or mm-hmm. I want it to go towards the education department. Why does the federal government have the same right?
Do you know if Trump can pull Harvard's tax-exempt status? Because that's the latest thing he's threatened to do.
Look, if they're violating, he absolutely can. And the question, they'll say, we're not violating it. But I think there's all sorts of ways you can say, yes, they are. You're not protecting people on your campus. You're literally allowing people to come on campus, threaten their lives. I mean, you all have seen these protests. This is not about free speech. This is intimidation. And many of these things have gotten out of hand to the point, I think it's very likely that if you took this before a fair judge, not an Obama judge, yeah. a fair judge, you'd have a really good debate about whether or not their tax-exempt status is a crime.
And back to your point there, and the one Elise Stefanik made, is the violence, that the intimidation, Jewish students being afraid to go to class. If you do the flip test on this, and those were LGBTQ students or black students or Asian students, they would have shut that down on day one. And they let this continue as if it was normal activity.
Yeah, all the Democrats we see out protesting USAID being shut, they would be up at Harvard protesting, right? Yeah. But they're not, because this is not the group that they care about. It's just like how you have the Van Hollen or whatever, the congressman from Maryland, saying he's going to go down to El Salvador and get back the gang member that he quotes was kidnapped and sent back to his own country. Meantime, he can't even stand for Laken Riley's mother when she was when President Trump addressed Congress and mentioned her, and their mom was there. He couldn't even stand for her. I mean, these people are totally backwards in what their priorities are, and it's not the American people, not the the Jewish American people on college campuses. They've got their priorities completely backwards.
We only have about a minute and a half, but I wanted to ask you about this thing you posted related to Mississippi and test scores, because they're bad here in Missouri, and they did something different called the Mississippi Miracle back in 2012, where they adjusted things, and they were harder on these students. I mean, what did they do that really changed things for them and got these test scores up?
I think they focused on what's important, the whole reading, writing, and math, and got rid of a lot of the other nonsense that they usually put into schools. And they focused on, I think, making schools actually have to perform, mm-hmm. not just giving money out to anybody in every school. Mississippi has a good school choice program.
Yeah.
That's played an impact and a role there. And you see, Mississippi used to be at the bottom of almost every measurement on education among the states. And they've made a huge jump, at least. And that's what shows you what you do matters. And to take that even back to like Harvard and the like, they've been lowering their entrance exams for people coming into their law schools because they want to have a certain type of person at law schools. And guess what? Harvard's now dropped out the top five law schools in the country in terms of graduation rates.
Yeah.
It matters what your standards are.
Well, and they were holding back. They held back about 10% of the third graders because they failed the reading test. So if you don't make the standard, you're getting held back.
They need to do more of that.
And that's when you do it. Because if you wait until they're in eighth grade or until they're in high school, it's too late.
Right.
You've got to do it early. And that doesn't mean these kids are dumb. It just may mean they need extra help, and the school's recognizing that and saying, we're going to come alongside you and give it to you.
Yeah, Missouri was eighth from the bottom, in case you were wondering. For sure. Genevieve, thank you as always.
Thank you.
You bet. Heritage.org, DailySignal.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.